The man you hear playing this music is actually my guest for today's one-on-one, violin virtuoso Václav Hudáček. Originally a child prodigy, Hudáček played London's Royal Albert Hall when just 15 years of age. In the 1960s, Hudáček became something of a violin-playing sex symbol, selling out stadiums all over Czechoslovakia. In more recent years, he's set up a summer violin academy to encourage young talent in Luhačovice. He's currently touring the world as part of the Czech EU presidency, presenting Czech music and culture abroad. When I met him in the Czech radio building recently, I asked him how he got involved in this showcase of all things Czech.
I found it very interesting because it is not only the music, but also literature, films and paintings and sculptures. And all under one name, and it is a Czech velvet, which reminds a little bit Velvet Revolution. I find it very, very nice, because it tells a lot, and it tells nothing as well. And because I am violinist myself, and violin is a very velvet instrument, if you can do it, and if you have a good instrument. So I said yes, and we have already one concert behind, and that was in Stockholm. And it was very successful, full house, and very enthusiastic audience, so I was very happy.
And what sort of Czech music will you be presenting to people? What did you present in Stockholm, and what will you be now taking around Europe and even beyond?
You know, to tell the truth, I don't want to present only Czech music, because we have, of course, for 10 million people, we have quite a lot of choice in this area. Dvořák, Janáček, Smetana, Martinů, and so on. But because I think that our music, like Dvořák and Janáček and Martinů, is really comparable with Beethoven, Brahms, and all these big names of the world, classical music. So I think it's good to present Czech music in comparison with the world composers, and to show that we are the country which is not so well known like Britain or like France, but that we are small, but we are good.
In terms of the way that the world looks at Czech music, just to go back to the Dvořáks, the Janáčeks, the Suks, and so forth and so on, would you say that in recent years that's changed, and that Czech music maybe has a higher profile now than it did 20 years ago, for example?
You know, I think, unfortunately, that 20 years ago it was much more known in the world, because our, for example, we have a lot of very good orchestras, you know, like we are in the radio, Czech radio. I think this is the best from the symphony orchestras. It's now the best shape Czech radio symphony orchestra. Of course, we have Prague Symphony Orchestra, Czech Philharmonic, Prague Chamber Philharmonic. Our orchestras were so much asked in those last 40 years. Not that much in last 20 years, you know, and so I think something happened, because this classical music is not so advertised, not well advertised. Czech TV almost doesn't broadcast classical music. 20 years ago we had programs of chamber music in the TV. It was called The Music from Respirium, you know. And it was, I think, every week was a 2 hours program on the first program, Czech TV, watched by sometimes almost 2 million people were watching those concerts.
You're saying the situation maybe isn't so good right now in the Czech Republic in terms of classical music appreciation, but it seems to me extraordinary how it was, say, 30 years ago. I mean, I heard that you sold more concert tickets than Valdemar Matuška, who's a pretty famous Czech pop singer. I mean, that sounds a rather amazing situation that you find yourself in throughout the 1970s, of being a classical music heartthrob. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, that was funny, because I came to České Budějovice, and the organizer said, Thanks to your concert, I can invite Valdemar Matuška. Valda is friend of mine, you know, because we earned so much money because the fees were nothing, you know. In these communist times, we played for something like 500-600 crowns a concert, you know. And of course, if you had a hall with 1,500 people full, sold out, and usually we made two or three concerts, you know, the tickets were cheap. But anyway, they got much more, many times more than what they paid for us. So it was very funny. And it only explains why I'm so disappointed now, because it is possible to have a star in classical music who can sell out more concerts than a rock star. Nowadays, you must do I don't know what to hit the media somehow. One colleague is playing on the stone violin, another colleague is playing with handkerchief on his head and so on. But we have much better musicians, for example, cellists, pianists, and the media are not interested about them. When I was young, the media were much more interested about real art and about good things. So I am in this point of view, I'm a little bit disappointed.
But I have to ask you about those years, the 1970s, when, I mean, you did have the chance to live something like a rock star. I mean, did you sort of go around trashing hotel rooms, going to parties, sex and drugs and rock and roll and violin?
You know, if you play violin is a very difficult instrument. You cannot, if you want to play very beautifully Brahms violin concerto, Tchaikovsky violin concerto, you have to practice, you know. You not all day long, but 5, 6, 7 hours a day. And of course you have no time to party. We were also having parties when I was free. We also had a girlfriends. Of course, if you are a healthy man, you are doing the same what all other people in your age are doing. But drugs never.
One last question, which is, I know that now every summer in Lohatchovice you do a sort of violin academy for very promising young violinists, and you've said previously that you're fascinated by the pursuit of talent. I wondered if I could ask you, what does talent look like when you see it, when you find it in these young violinists?
You know, it is an experience. If you heard a lot of young musicians to play violin, and some of them are, you know, it's like you have zirconia and real diamond. Zirconia, if you have no comparison with diamond, it may look like an wonderful, beautiful stone. It is a wonderful, beautiful stone. But if you have real diamond next, then you say, okay, it's really a big difference. And if you listen to someone who plays just violin, you say, okay, his talent is 12, 13, 14 years old, but it's quite good. But then comes somebody, and he's like a diamond. And you, if you are a musician yourself, and if you are a violinist yourself, and you listen that really big talent, you just listen 5, 6 bars, and you say, oh, that's him, oh, that's her. It's something like very good wine. Also, you taste just a little bit, and then you don't want to drink anything else.